It's time now for the complete story with Dick Bott, a public news and information feature of Bott Radio Network, to keep you informed about the most important issues of our day. Now, here is Dick Bott with today's complete story.
Well, I tell you what, this broadcast is for the people in Missouri. So if you're a radio listener, Bott Radio Network, and you're a resident of Missouri, this is particularly important for you. So I received a press release just the other day. Now, listen to this. It said 250,000 pro-life Missouri voters are urged to support Cynthia Davis for lieutenant governor by Missouri Right to Life. Well, let's see now. This is very interesting, folks, and this is very important. Now, in what could be a game changer this November, former state representative Cynthia Davis became the only candidate to be endorsed as the pro-life candidate for Missouri Lieutenant Governor by Missouri Right to Life. No Republican or Democrat candidate running for Lieutenant Governor received the endorsement of this respected and influential group. Now, in response, Davis said, we are changing the political landscape. This is the first time Missouri Right to Life has ever endorsed anyone on the Constitution Party ticket. Now, you may pick up your ears just a little bit there, because Cynthia Davis, you see, is running on the Constitution Party ticket, and neither Republican nor Democrat, and we'll ask her to explain that just a little bit. But Missouri Right to Life has endorsed her and her alone. It says here, this endorsement is good news for the pro-life voters because they deserve a true champion of our values, not just lip service at election time. Cynthia Davis is running a true grassroots campaign on the platform of principles, not politics, and holding the others accountable. She's been speaking at rallies and Tea Party groups and Patriot groups and women's organizations everywhere under the sun throughout the state of Missouri. Never before have so many voters been disappointed with the options offered by either of the other parties. Republicans claim to be pro-life, but too often they have failed to offer their voters any real choices on the ballot for those who want a genuine pro-life option. The Democrat Party doesn't even pretend to care about life issues, though many individual Democratic voters are pro-life, as well as wishing to vote for a candidate who really respects life. With the majority of Missourians wanting a champion for pro-life issues, I am happy to have this endorsement, she said. And the support of thousands of informed pro-life voters who want to elect someone of principle to the office, said Cynthia Davis. Well, Cynthia Davis, it's nice to have you on the complete story here across Missouri.
And it's a thrill to be with you, too. Thank you.
Oh, right. Well, we're always so happy to interview you because you are full of steam, and you really are a person that sticks to your convictions. Now, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you here. Folks, her past record here is O'Fallon, Missouri Board of Aldermen, and she was elected to that in 1994, then 96, and then 98, and then the year 2000. Now, O'Fallon, for people on the west side of the state or in other parts, well, that's in the Missouri, it's in the St. Louis area. And then she went on to the Missouri House of Representatives, elected in 2002, 2004, 2006, and 2008. And then St. Charles County Central Committee Woman, elected in 2006, 2008, 2010. Cynthia Davis majored in college in broadcast journalism, and then let's see, Council of State Governments, completion of the Center for the Advancement of Leadership, and on and on and on. Now, she and her husband, Bernie, have been married for 32 years. Cynthia, that's amazing because you sound like about 25-year-old girl. But she's been married for 32 years, and they have 7 children, John, who's 30 years old, Ben, who's 28, and Catherine, who's 26, and Matthew, 22, Amanda is 20, and then Susanna and Philip. Cynthia, how old is Susanna and Philip?
Yeah, now you know every detail. Susanna's 12 and Philip is 9. And if they could be on the radio with you right now, they'd say, vote for my mom.
All right. And Cynthia and her husband, Bernie, opened Back to Basics Christian Bookstore in O'Fallon. in the late 1980s to serve the St. Charles County community. Cynthia, you have just been one busy, busy person. And, you know, as a person really thinks about this, you've had life's experiences to go on, haven't you? People can't tell you very much that you yourself haven't already lived through. That's a good thing, by the way.
Well, it all starts with the original question of why does God have us here on earth? And every one of you can ask yourself the same question. Why are you here? The fact that your heart is beating means that God has you here for a reason, and it behooves all of us to find out what we're supposed to be doing to make the world a better place.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the office of lieutenant governor in a given state. People may think, well, I know the other office holders, what the attorney general does and what the governor does, secretary of state, things of that sort. Tell us about the lieutenant governor and why that is really an important office.
Well, the lieutenant governor has a platform whereby we can stand up and speak and raise the iron shade on all the backroom deals and let the sun shine in. You know, where was our lieutenant governor back when they were passing MOSIRA? This is only last fall that the bill that let people, taxpayer dollars be used to fund human cloning, and a lot of people didn't hear a peep about it. The lieutenant governor can actually engage side over the Senate. Now, even though we don't have a lot of engagement happening from our current lieutenant governor, why would we want to forfeit the opportunity to really shake up our state and let people know what's going on?
See, I think, Cynthia, wouldn't you also say that lieutenant governor has a bully pulpit? Most do not use it. And what we mean by that, folks, is the opportunity as the second highest office in the state, second only to the governor himself, him or herself, but you have the opportunity to use the bully pulpit to raise issues and make statements public on things that are really, really, really important to so many voters. And I think a lot of people say, well, she sure would because that's her record and that's good. So is that not true?
Well, it's all about communication. I mean, thankfully, Bot Radio Network is there to help communicate the message of what's happening. But we need even more. People need to first be informed before they can hold their elected officials accountable. And the fact that the majority of both the House and Senate voted to spend taxpayer dollars on human cloning should horrify all of us, because the majority ran saying they were pro-life. If they're pro-life, how does stuff like this happen?
See, that's probably what the Missouri Right to Life people were thinking when they've endorsed people in the past or been positive, you know, positively influenced about people in the past. And then when they really get there and they're in the clinches and where the rubber really meets the road, then they start fading and they start melting and they start forgetting who they are.
Right, and we just all got shysted. That special session was a sham, and it showed the voters that we mean nothing to the big party bosses up there. But you know what? It was hard. It would be very difficult for a Republican lieutenant governor to say anything to embarrass a Republican House and Senate. So they're playing the game of let's all pat each other's backs and make each other look good, and as long as they're in a love fest up there, the voters don't know what's happening. This is why it would be excellent if we could have a Constitution Party candidate to hold them all accountable, to shine the light, to speak the truth, to let people know what's going on. You know, the legislators will behave better, and they will behave different if they know people are watching.
You know, over the years, Cynthia, see, I love it that you have a resume. You have a background. I'm always nervous when somebody's running for public office and you really can't look back and see what they have done, some of the question marks that have been raised. But that's certainly not true of you. And from what I've heard from some of the Republicans and certainly the Democrats is that Cynthia speaks up. And she just doesn't fall in step. She doesn't fall in line with what she's told to say because she really has convictions. And so she, And I think, I personally think that's kind of nice to see somebody with their oar in the water that'll keep everybody on notice.
I think you'll be surprised when you see what we can do when we have some accountability and we do speak the truth. Here's the scary part. Elections have become so very scientific that the people with the boatloads of money can pay to have polls done to tell them what to say. Now, once the majority of the voters decided they were pro-life, that tipped the scales. And so you have politicians all over the place saying, vote for me, I'm pro-life. Well, that means nothing. That means as much anymore today as standing up and saying, vote for me because I'm conservative. Well, what does conservative mean? This year alone, the House and Senate voted to grow government bigger. They voted to spend more money, and they voted not to limit government. The big brother, who is already obese, is getting bigger yet and more oppressive and more intrusive, and that happened while the Republicans were watching it. And this is the question, how can we change things?
Yeah.
We cannot change things if we do the status quo. We need to, first of all, listen to what God's telling us to do, because I believe, just like we pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, there is a plan for Missouri. And we have got the most freedom-loving citizens in the whole country. So can the freedom-loving citizens band together and teach them a lesson? I think we can.
See, now let's talk for just a minute here. People across the country are all excited at what happened in Wisconsin with Governor Scott Walker. And there was a lot of current in the water. I know people were saying, well, Governor Walker, you should kind of trim your sails a little bit. Well, you know, you need to, you're going to be out of office with that recall election, and you're going to be in big trouble. And I'm sure that many of those were his Republican, people that would just whisper in his ear and say, you better go easy here. You just back off a little bit. You got a lot of forces running against you. You're going to be embarrassed. But he didn't. He simply did not. And by the way, did you know that he is the son, Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin is the son of a Baptist preacher? Did you know that?
I didn't, but you know what? It's time for some bravery. And yet our courage comes from our righteousness. We have right living. We know the truth. We speak the truth. And that gives us the courage we need. What would have happened if our founding fathers during the time of the War for Independence had gotten all wimpy and said, yeah, but what if the people in England don't like us? Well, I say it's time to be brave and strong again. We've not seen that for a very long time. And just to remind you, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they started it off by saying, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. You know what? That's what it means to stand on principle. It means, look, I don't care how many cigars we've got to smoke in the back room. I don't care how many poker games we enjoyed together. That's not what this is about. This is about doing what's right and saying, if my friends don't want to come with me, we're going to do what's right anyway, because we owe it to the constituents.
See, now you are saying it your way, and Scott Walker in Wisconsin said it his way, but in any event, the people caught the essence of it. And the thing I like about Cynthia Davis here is that she just doesn't have some idea in mind, and now she's coming out of nowhere. Why, she has won her spurs, and she has been through the whole process, and she's served years in the House of Representatives in Missouri, and gone all the way through the process. So Cynthia, you are what people say tried and true. In other words, if people believe, what you're saying, why, they can take it to the bank, because you have a record of really standing on those principles.
Well, and the opposite isn't serving us well. Thank you for your compliment. It means a lot to me that people care and notice. But I'm telling you, the path we're on right now, where people are paying more attention to running for Miss Congeniality instead of standing up for what's right, that is taking us right off the tracks. And we're on a devastating course. And if we don't get some bravery, some courage, some backbone, and start saying, no, we're not going to go that way, that's hurting us. we're at a point now where this country needs to come together like never before, hang on to God and ask him for a miracle, and then pull it together, because we still have a chance to pull it back. We don't know how long that window is going to be open. We do not know. I mean, we're living on God's grace right now anyway, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And yet the Lord's asking us to make a play. He's sitting, I believe there, if the saints can see us, they're watching us right now, and they're saying, can somebody make a play? Don't throw your birthright in the trash. You're about to get rid of all the things we bled and died for, and we owe it to them. We owe it to everybody around us who shares our values to be strong and to say, what can we do? And the answer is to vote for the people who reflect your heart and your mind and your values, instead of having to let them give us the status quo again.
Now, with the endorsement of Missouri Right to Life, and you alone have that endorsement, as they have said here in their announcement, but then this transcends into every other issue. In education, it transcends into taxes. It transcends into the economy. It transcends everywhere. Everything that people are most concerned about flows from these things that you have already mentioned. Because, you know, Cynthia, I am sure that there were times during the Founding Fathers, of course, where they had to argue. They had to really, some of them were more fervent than others, and they had big debates. But President Abraham Lincoln said these very words, and I'm quoting him, "But for the Bible, we could not know right from wrong." He went on to say, "All things most desirable for man's welfare are to be found portrayed in it." And that seems to be the premise from which you are informed into the position you take on the various issues that come before you.
And we're about to make history, because this has never happened before, that Missouri Right to Life has endorsed a candidate who's not been a Republican or a Democrat. And so they're going off of their typical script, because desperate times call for desperate measures. Mm. There's time to say, look, the old way is not working. Let's see who out there is pro-life. And were I not to have put my name on the ballot, you would not have had a pro-life choice for the voters in Missouri to select this time.
Well, apparently not as good as what Missouri Right to Life believes that you are. That's for sure. Now tell me, what about some of these other things? What about the economy? What about jobs? You see, Missouri is a bellwether state. Missouri is known as the show me state, because they don't just fall this way or that way without the people really thinking about it, which is kind of good. I hope that is holding true, and we're not wavering all over the place like other states. In other words, some of the other states, you know, you just know how they are up in the state of Washington or New Hampshire, something like that, California. Why, they just are. Look at Wisconsin, is known as a very, very liberal state. But once there was a political candidate who stood his ground and made his case, that's so important. You've got to make the case. You just can't say, I'm pro-life, or I am conservative, or I am this, I am that. You've got to make the case. And Scott Walker did that. And Cynthia Davis, you also make the case. But tell us now, how does this transcend into the economy and jobs and the other things that people are very, very concerned about, and especially taxes, because we can't spend our way into prosperity, can we?
Right, and a third of our budget goes to social welfare, and a lot of that is government doing things that it really doesn't even have any business doing in the first place. That's supposed to be us. We're supposed to love our neighbor, take care of our neighbor, and the church and the community, and we do have it within us to come together. And there are places where the economy is stronger, where people have a greater moral fiber and work together and help each other. And so, yeah, there are going to be problems created by our lack of marriage, and nobody's addressing it. Can you explain to me why nobody is out there trying to help us get our no-fault divorce laws repealed or at least modified so we have some fairness? I mean, as marriage self-destructs, we're seeing other social problems, and we cannot afford all of this. It's time for us to ask, what more can we do for ourselves? That's the greatest thing we can do to help our economy. I mean, this year alone, the Missouri legislators passed a budget that was $1 billion more than what the governor even recommended.
Oh, my.
And how they, I mean, you know, when stuff like this happens, I'm amazed because we've gotten our priorities backwards.
Yeah, well, somebody has to pay for it. And $1 billion, you know, that's more than walking around money in your pocket. You know, that's a lot of money. $1 billion more than the governor asked for.
And now the Democrat governor is running to the right of the House and Senate. So, I mean, there's a point where, and yet he's been very smart on the pro-life issues because he was given a pro-life bill, and he could have vetoed it or he could have signed it, and he knew if he vetoed it or signed it, he would make the pro-life people, you know, unhappy or happy, and his own constituents on the Democrat Party, he didn't, you know really how to please them, so he left it alone, so it passed into law. And it really was a noble thing at the end of the day. But, you know.
Well, let's say it was a good thing at the end of the day, not necessarily noble on his part, because I think he had his finger in the wind, frankly. That's my own opinion.
Well, he was torn between what to do, too. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, something pro-life actually did go into law for last year, which is more than I can say what happened some years when I was in the House, and we couldn't get a bill to go into law. So I'm happy that we're making strides forward, and the bottom line is that we need to pull together and remind ourselves of what really is important when we pick candidates. It's so critical that we not just go with whoever has the slickest ads or the fanciest TV commercials. And
or the biggest bundle of cash in order to buy TV commercials. I mean, you know, money, money, money. And so that's the fellow, you know, or the whoever the candidate you hear a lot about, but that's because somebody's been pouring money into their pocket in order to afford that.
And even though most of the time the big money wins, why can't we prove a point that it doesn't have to be that way? And, you know, that's very insulting to the voters. I believe that the voters this election cycle are smarter than ever before. And they're not going to just be spoon-fed whatever shoveled in their mouths. And doing their own research, and they can go to VoteCynthia.com and read all about what else we're doing, because we're not doing this just for fun and games. Recess is over. This is serious time. And we have a great message, and we're moving forward, and I can't be more excited. I'm thrilled to get to talk to my favorite Bot Radio Network listeners, and I know that if we come together, we'll see a real game changer.
Is it possible people go to your website, and if they should be so inclined, they could donate to you and help you along? Because I'm sure that that's always, I don't suppose you're getting any big shot money at all.
I'm not, and the cloning money is incredible that the other folks are going to get. I mean, there is a lot of money. If you're willing to sell your soul, you can get all your campaigns paid for. The kind of people who don't sell their souls, though, do struggle. And right now, this is showtime, folks. This is time for us to show that the Christians can engage and the Christians can rise up and make a difference.
Well, let's see. And absolutely the Christians, without a doubt. But I tell you, every grassroots American, whether you've made a decision for Christ or not, you should. There's just no doubt about that. But if you're a grassroots American and you care about these things and you understand that debt, spending your way, you know, deeper and deeper in debt is not the way to make things better. We've played that game as Americans for a long, long time and as Missourians for a long, long time. Comes a time where you got to balance the budget and start doing things that are right. Let me take the last few minutes here to mention this issue of marriage. You see, the people of Missouri have already spoken on that question when they approved a state constitutional amendment on the subject of marriage is between one man and one woman, and that's it. That's called marriage. It has nothing to do, it's not called relationship, it's not called shacking up, it's not called with who lives with who, it's called marriage. And that's what constitutes marriage, is one man and one woman. People in Missouri already spoke to that, and passing a constitutional amendment in the state, except the federal government, of course, is trying to wash over it. Of course, Jay Nixon and some of the Democrats, they're having a tough time, because it's kind of it's kind of, you know, they were not interested in the subject of marriage to really make it an issue in the first place. But it is important, and it's important to the people. And just speak to that for a moment.
Well, first of all, with all the talk going on with who's going to be the next president of the United States, I want to encourage you, in case you're depressed or discouraged about our choices, that if we have a good and strong state of Missouri, it really won't make as big of an impact who is the president, because the states have a lot of rights, and if we want to exercise some of the rights that have already been vested in us by the 10th Amendment, there's no reason that we have to worry and wring our hands about what if we get a bad president who tries to hurt us. Good people in state government can shake our fist back at the federal government and say, we drew the line in the sand. The problem is, very few states are drawing the line. There are a few that are, but once we band together and say that's enough and no more, we will then have more freedom and autonomy than what any other state will enjoy. So that's a big part of how we pull together and how we make our state strong and why it's important to have a good lieutenant governor who's going to be able to pull it together.
Now, I know I'm not supposed to mention another candidate for another office, you know, during an interview of you, and this is Cynthia Davis, of course, running for a lieutenant governor in the state of Missouri, but then there is somebody running for attorney general. His name is Ed Martin from over in St. Louis. What do you think about Ed?
You know, when I was in the Missouri House, Chris Koster really let me down. I asked him for a legal opinion on a very interesting controversial case that involved a lesbian couple, and as his duty as lieutenant, as the attorney general, he was supposed to provide all the legislators with legal opinions. And the fact that he let me down meant he also let all the families down who are asking him to protect us. I know without any doubt that if we get Ed Martin for lieutenant governor and Cynthia Davis for, I mean, Ed Martin for attorney general and Cynthia Davis for lieutenant governor, people out there already are saying that would be the dream team. And what we need to do is pull together. It'd be great if we had a slate so people could read the code and figure it out, because everybody's going to say, vote for me. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I'm tired of the lip service. And I know that you're tired of the lip service, too. They're all acting like they're the greatest thing in the world. And then they get into office, and we're getting betrayed every day.
Yeah. Cynthia Davis, give us your website again.
It's votecynthia.com. And I just love all of you, and it's a pleasure to get to be on your show again. Thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you. It's just always, it's always fun, and it's also a pleasure to have you on Bot Radio Network, because I want the people to know you, I want people to know your name, and I want people to examine your record. And then it's up to the people, we the people, you know, make that difference. But for goodness sakes, this is not the time to sit up in the bleachers and watch something happen. Let's see, Manali, we are, but you know, Cynthia, I heard a long, long time ago, there's only three types of people. Those who kind of make things happen, I mean, those are the proactive people, and then those who watch things happen, and then you got the third group who sit up in the top of the bleachers, and they are the ones that wonder what happened. And so what we're looking for in Missouri is to be more proactive, and to be well-informed, and to think about these things.
When people go to my website, CynthiaDavis.com, they'll get to sign up for my newsletter. And I send this out every week on email. And you can learn all kinds of things. It's called State Talk. And that's where it's really going to help people. So sign up for the newsletter. Become informed. Listening to your show is a big part of it. And we're going to change the landscape of Missouri.
Okay, there you've got it, folks. This is Dick Bott. With this chapter, the complete story is a public service for you folks, and I'll see you later.